It's time to recapture the spirit of innovation that has always fueled American economic success. It's time we had an economy that was driven not just by foreign debt, but by the power of America's imagination.
That's President Barack Obama speaking during the presidential campaign in April of 2008, talking about the power of America's imagination. Joining us now is Robin Ambrosi, laid off in January of 2006 from Sony, retraining to become an occupational therapist. Robin, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Now, we are continuing our discussion of what Barack Obama and Vice President Biden are going to be doing today. They're going to be at photo ops in different places in the country talking about retraining Americans for green jobs. Is that spirit of America's imagination moving in you, Robin, this morning?
Well, most definitely. I come from a steel mill town and a coal mining town, and those jobs are just, they're just gone. It seems that the up-and-coming fields are the medical field, and that's what I chose to pursue.
And, you know, the photo ops are going to take a few minutes in these cities of Wilmington, Delaware, and Arcadia, Florida, looking at photovoltaic energy and electric cars. But when you decide to retrain yourself, you're really entering into a very long journey. Robin, explain yours a little bit, as you could, briefly.
My journey is going to take 18 to 22 months. I'm attending a career institute. It's called Kaplan Career Institute in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I'm doing this through the Trade Act that was made available by the government that allows people who lose their jobs due to industries moving overseas. Like, I worked for Sony, and they moved to Mexico.
All right. Robin Ambrosi, using some of that stimulus money, or money that is intended to stimulate the economy one way or another. Hal Higdon, president of Ozarks Technical Community College in Springfield, Missouri. How many people would you say at your school are embarked on a similar journey as Robin there?
Well, out of our 13,000 students, there's probably at least half of them involved in some sort of technical or allied health program designed to get them to work within 24 months.
All right. Well, we're talking about work here on Tuesday on The Takeaway. And Beth Kulmleiter, of course, always joins us for these discussions. Takeaway contributor and author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. Now, we've got Robin talking about her 18-month journey from the technical field to the medical field.
Occupational therapy.
We got Hal Higdon with, by my count, something on the order of 6,000 people.
Community colleges, exactly.
That's some serious economic power. What do we know nationally about retraining and how difficult it is?
Well, it's pretty difficult, but a lot of money is being poured into it. This year, we're seeing about $3 billion poured into it. Half of that is this Worker Investment Act that's been around since 1998, and that's about $1 billion. And on top of that, President Obama put in about $1.5 billion in stimulus money. So we're seeing $3 billion. There's other federal dollars as well. And those dollars trickle down to the states, community colleges. Community colleges have a huge boom right now in enrollment because of this, people retraining.
Well, Hal Higdon, listening to what Beth Kulmleiter says right there, the president and the vice president are going to be talking about green jobs and retraining for green jobs. Is Ozark Technical Community College one of the places where that's going to be happening?
Yes, it is. We're already moving toward lots of green jobs, particularly in the HVAC, and also the people that will now do the energy audits.
Right. HVAC is the heating and air conditioning, okay.
It is. And everyone's looking at the building envelope differently, our construction trades program, your HVAC and heating and air, and then the entire gamut, not to mention jobs that will support future development in the green area.
You know, Hal, this is a great discussion, and we got limited time, but I got to ask you, how do you deal with the disappointments that some people have when they make missteps and end up in an industry that's going away, and they call up the technical college and say, what do you got for me now?
Well, it's happening a great deal. Every community in America are seeing plant closings, and what we have seen in our community is many of the plants that had the lowest skilled jobs. So we saw a lot of people lose their jobs who may not have even had a GED and may have been working 20 years in one industry.
And that's a tough turnaround. Beth, I want you to jump in here.
But, John, you bring up a really good point, because there was a study done last year by the Department of Labor that looked at retraining and how successful it is. And what they did was a very intensive study comparing those who got retraining versus those who didn't get retraining. And these are people who lost their jobs.
Got it.
And they found after 2 years, actually, that people who did not get the retraining were actually making a little bit more money because they were in jobs.
Ooh.
So, and after 3 to 5 years, there were modest modest gains from retraining, particularly for women for some reason, but not huge gains.
So, Robin Ambrosi, it may take you a long time to get a return on your investment there as an occupational therapist, right?
I don't believe that's true, because in our area, there's almost a 9% unemployment rate, and Pennsylvania is an aging community. So the medical field always seems to be growing, so that's why I chose the avenue that I did.
All right. Well, you've done your homework, Robin Ambrosi. When are you out? When do you graduate?
April of 2011.
April of 2011. You can see it's marked on her calendar there. Robin Ambrosi laid off in January of 2006 from Sony, retraining to become an occupational therapist. Hal Higdon, good luck to you, president of Ozarks Technical Community College in Springfield, Missouri. Thanks for being with us, Hal.
Thank you.
And Beth Kobliner, thanks for setting us straight with the national picture there.
My pleasure.
Back to work, folks.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.